Israeli rescues Ukrainian grandchildren of woman who saved her family in the Holocaust. By Deborah Brand on March 17, 2022. An Israeli woman last week helped two Ukrainian sisters fleeing the Russian invasion in their hometown find refuge in Israel. Decades after the sister's grandmother hid the Israeli woman's grandmother from the Nazis. Maria Bleischik and her family risked their lives saving Fania Bass and other Jews during the Holocaust. Fania Bass' granddaughter Sharon Bass last week helped rescue Maria Bleischik's grandchildren. Alona Chugai, 47, and Lacia Orshoko, 36, arranging them emergency visas with Israel's Ministry of Interior and bringing them to safety. "We Jews, we say that if you do something good, like their grandparents did, it will come back to you," Sharon Bass said. "I feel like it is my obligation to be there for them and close the debt we owed them." Bass had been in touch with the family when the invasion began. "We talked, they were very stressed and scared and they wanted to come here to be safe," Sharon told Israeli television. "There were sirens all the time. The electricity was on and off. They heard the bombing in the distance. I can relate to this situation because of what has happened here in Israel. But it is still very different. So, we said we will do everything to help you. We were very happy and excited when we finally saw them at the airport," Sharon said. "We cried, we laughed, but also the tension was there. Our thoughts were with the family that stayed behind. We had mixed emotions. The situation in Ukraine is so difficult right now. This family that we have been in contact with for all these years were so sad and felt that the best thing is to come here to be safe." The two sisters are staying with Bass and her parents, respectively. "We Jews, we say that if you do something good, like their grandparents did, it will come back to you," Sharon told the Jewish News. "I feel like it is my obligation to be there for them and close the debt we owed them. Eventually we got a permit for them to come. Now we are trying to get them permission to stay in Israel because I don't know if they will have anything to go back to," Sharon said. Fania Bass, then known as Rosenfeld, was the only member of her family to survive the Holocaust. H.com reports. Fania wandered in the thickly wooded countryside, going from village to village trying to evade detection and forage for food, until she was taken in by Philip and Tekla Yakanyuk, a deeply religious couple living in the Ukrainian village of Molkzice, who offered her a place to stay for one night. The next morning, Fania told her hosts that she'd had a vivid dream the night before of reading from the book of Isaiah in front of a congregation. The Kanyuks, like most of the residents in their village, were Baptists, and were moved by Fania's dream. They took Fania to their weekly Baptist meeting, where she met Conan Kaluta, a local Baptist preacher. The entire community was impressed with Fania's extensive knowledge of the Bible and affectionately dubbed her Saint Feodosia. She lived with the Kanyuks for a time, and was soon joined by two other Jews, Shlomo Applebaum and his son Sender, who'd escaped from the Jewish ghetto in the town of Lodz im Yartsek. "Philip Kanyuk told the three Jews he sheltered, 'God sent you to me and I consider it an honor to save Jews.' Within a few months, it became too dangerous to stay with the Kanyuks. The Applebaums moved in with another non-Jewish family, and Fania moved in with a preacher Conan Kaluta, his wife Anna, their four children, and two of Conan's daughters from a previous marriage, Anna and Maria. Kaluta's two saw saving Jews as a moral duty and taught that message to his Baptist flock. Soon, the Kalutas took in two more Jewish girls. Rivka Bass was 13, her father Yaakov and brother David hid in the thick forest nearby. They also took an 11-year-old Masha Dresen Wolfstall, who was also from Rafaloka. Fania found her lying on the ground in the forest, exhausted and without food or protection. Masha later wrote an entry titled "Fania, My Angel" in a memorial book for Rafaloka describing the moment Fania found her in the forest. "Someone resembling an angel dressed in beautiful warm clothes like a non-Jew bowed down and spoke with a soft and pleasant voice. I believe that Fania was perhaps an angel. She was so beautiful and good." Fania picked up the exhausted girls and carried her to the Kaluta's home.